Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 28, The Mystery of the Flannan Isles Lighthouse. The Mystery of the Flannan Isles Lighthouse is one of the most enduring maritime enigmas in British history. Situated on the remote Flannan Isles, part of the Outer Hebrides off the coast of Scotland, the lighthouse became infamous after the unexplained disappearance of its three keepers in December 1900. The incident has since inspired numerous theories, ranging from natural disasters to supernatural occurrences, but no definitive explanation has ever been confirmed. The Flannan Isles Lighthouse was constructed in 1899 to improve safety for ships navigating the treacherous waters of the North Atlantic. The lighthouse stood on Eilean Moor, the largest of the Flannan Isles, a desolate and windswept location prone to harsh weather. The station was manned by three keepers at a time, following a rotation system that ensured continuous operation. The three men stationed at the lighthouse during the fateful period were Thomas Marshall, James Ducat and Donald MacArthur. The relief keeper, Joseph Moore, was due to replace one of them when the mystery unfolded. On the 15th of December 1900, a passing ship, the SS Archtor, noted that the lighthouse's beacon was not lit, an alarming sight for mariners. The ship reported the matter to the Northern Lighthouse Board, but due to stormy weather, a relief vessel could not be dispatched until the 26th of December. When Joseph Moore and the crew of the relief vessel arrived, they found the lighthouse eerily deserted. There was no sign of the three keepers, and the door was firmly shut. Upon entering, Moore discovered that the clocks had stopped, the fire had gone out, and a meal remained uneaten on the table. The lighthouse logbook contained several unusual entries, with one mentioning severe storms and another referencing emotional distress among the keepers. The final entry, dated 15th December, cryptically stated that the storm had passed and that all is well. A search of the island uncovered further anomalies. The keepers' oilskins, essential for protection against the harsh elements, were missing, suggesting that they had ventured outside in terrible weather. A damaged section of railing near the western landing area indicated that a powerful wave might have struck the island. However, no bodies were ever found, nor were there any clear indications of what had happened to the men. Theories quickly began to circulate, each attempting to explain the baffling disappearance. One of the most widely accepted theories is that the men were swept out to sea by an enormous rogue wave. The Flannan Isles are known for their wild seas, and historical records confirm that the area experienced violent storms around the time of the incident. If one or more of the keepers had gone outside to secure equipment or check the damage, they could have been caught off guard by a sudden, overwhelming wave. This would explain why their bodies were never recovered, as the fierce currents could have carried them far from the island. Another possibility is that one of the men suffered a psychological breakdown, leading to a violent confrontation. Life as a lighthouse keeper was notoriously difficult, marked by long periods of isolation and exposure to the relentless forces of nature. If tensions among the keepers escalated, it is conceivable that an argument turned deadly, resulting in the men falling into the sea during a struggle. However, there is no evidence to support this theory, as no signs of violence were found inside the lighthouse. A more supernatural explanation suggests that the keepers fell victim to some otherworldly force. The Flannan Isles have long been steeped in folklore, with local legends speaking of spirits, fairies, and curses that inhabit the isolated landscape. Some have speculated that the men were lured away by mysterious entities, or suffered some form of inexplicable fate beyond human comprehension. While these ideas remain firmly in the realm of speculation, they add to the eerie reputation of the incident. Another theory involves espionage or abduction, given the geopolitical tensions of the time. Some have proposed that the lighthouse keepers might have witnessed something they were not meant to see, such as foreign naval activity, leading to their forced disappearance. However, no historical records or evidence suggest any such covert operation in the area during that period. The disappearance of the Flannan Isles lighthouse keepers has been the subject of numerous investigations, books, and artistic adaptations over the years. Despite extensive analysis, no concrete evidence has ever been found to conclusively determine what happened. The lack of definitive answers has only fueled public fascination, ensuring that the mystery remains alive more than a century later. The lighthouse itself continued to operate after the incident, with new keepers assigned to replace the missing men. Advances in technology eventually led to automation, and in 1971, the Flannan Isles Lighthouse became fully automated, removing the need for human presence. Yet, the ghostly tale of the vanished keepers persists, haunting maritime lore and inspiring speculation among those intrigued by unsolved mysteries. Even today, visitors and historians alike are drawn to the story, hoping to uncover new clues that might finally resolve the enigma. But with the passage of time, the likelihood of a definitive explanation continues to fade. The storm-ravaged landscape of Eilean Mór, with its isolated lighthouse standing as a silent witness, remains a symbol of the mystery, one that may never be fully solved. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.